Hi, and welcome to the Did You Say Mainframe series of podcasts. This is where I, Nick Garrett, chat to technical experts about hardware and software topics related to the mainframe. Now, today we are joined by Paul Cooper from the Kix development team, and he's come to talk to us today about ZOS Connect. So, Paul, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Nick.
So, you're here today to talk about ZOS Connect. Now, this is a term that I've certainly heard, but I'm unsure whether it's a technology, a product, a part of another product, an offering itself. Could you expand and perhaps explain a little bit about that?
Yes, of course. So ZOS Connect is a set of shared capabilities, and we're making it available for several different IBM products. We have it in WebSphere Liberty, in IMS, and Kix. And so it's not a separately available product in its own right, but what it does is it allows mainframe assets, which are owned by the various different products, to be exposed and made available to the outside world in a consistent, shared fashion. So we're aiming to have the same experience or a very similar experience for each of these diverse different products.
Okay, and I've heard talk of systems of record, which I guess is the mainframe.
But that's correct.
And then I've heard the term systems of engagement. I guess that's these devices you were referring to?
Absolutely. So mobile devices, we could be talking about pads or phones or the kind of device that typically someone carries around with them.
Yeah, okay.
Now these devices have various characteristics in common, despite their various form factors. But one of the typical things is that often programmed using scripting languages. And those scripting languages in general tend to make use of JSON, JavaScript Object Notation, which is a format for representing structured data, but it's particularly consumable and popular amongst the kind of developers who work with these kinds of devices. And ZOS Connect provides a mechanism by which JSON can be used conveniently to access data from mainframe applications, shall we say.
Okay, so I think I've got that. Now, how would this have been done for other types of transports in the past?
Okay, so it's very much another option within our portfolio of transports. So it's very similar in some respects to what we've done in the past with XML and SOAP-based web services, where you can use gateways or brokers to access mainframe assets using XML and SOAP-based protocols. JSON through ZOS Connect follows exactly that same kind of pattern. You can send a JSON request to the mainframe. Mainframe can convert that request into a form that makes sense to the existing applications, drive those applications, access data, and return responses in a form which is convenient to the requester.
So it's sounding to me like this term JSON that you're using is quite key here, and it's very key with new workloads. So why is that?
Okay, so JSON has become very popular recently, and part of that is for its reputation as being a efficient form of representing data. If we compare it to XML, which we've been using a lot for the past decade, JSON in general represent the same data, the same structured data, in a more efficient textual representation, an interchange format. So the physical number of bytes required to represent a piece of information will generally be shorter. And that's measurable, that's genuine. However, it is worth emphasizing that the information that you're representing is the same. And so whilst the amount of time you spend parsing through that data for angle brackets or curly brackets might be ever so slightly less, the processing that's driven as a result of that information will be identical. So yes, smaller data formats, but not necessarily more efficient programs.
Right.
But nonetheless, that efficiency is one of the reasons why folks are interested in exploring JSON.
Right.
And it's just one. Another very good reason why folks like to look at JSON is that, in general, applications that work with JSON tend to be less tightly coupled to the data, in a way that means that should that data change, perhaps due to a new version of an application being rolled out, you can imagine a version 2 representation of some structure arriving, there's a better chance that a JSON-based application will fail gracefully or just accept what it's received and do the best it can, compared to an XML-based application where it's much more likely that the slightest change will result in an error. So it can provide greater flexibility for rolling out changes.
Okay, I understand that. So why would one of our listeners perhaps want to adopt COS Connect?
Okay, so COS Connect, although the capability that it provides has been available in other forms previously, there are several advantages. One is that we are making it consistent across various product offerings. So if you are using more than one of the IBM mainframe products, there's a better chance of reusing skill and capability and sharing concepts.
Okay, that's good.
Speaking particularly from a Kix point of view, we've certainly found in our internal benchmarking that COS Connect has quite a different performance pattern compared to some of our previous offerings. And most notably, more of the path length is implemented in Java, which is inherently offloadable to the application sys processors. Therefore, it is possible that you will see reduced costs in that environment. I mean, obviously, mileage will vary, but...
But that's quite an incentive for people to take this route.
It's certainly a consideration.
Yeah. So when is it available?
Well, it's actually available already. It's included as part of WebSphere Liberty. So if you have the most recent version of Liberty, you will have COS Connect capability there. It's embedded, or it's available embedded within Kix for Transaction Server version 5.2. It's just a PDF you have to apply, and then it's there.
And it's available in IMS as well, I believe. So that's really interesting, Paul. Thank you very much for taking the time to illustrate this to us today.
No problem. Thank you.
So that about wraps it up for this podcast. For more details, please go to ibm.com/software/OS/SystemZ/podcasts/WebSphere on Z. Join us again for an insight to another interesting topic for the mainframe. But just for now, this is Nick Garrett saying thank you for listening.